Now, welcome to another inspiring edition of Sound Insight with Dr. Tom Curran.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. This is Dr. Tom Curran. It's great to be with you today. I have the wonderful pleasure and the privilege of welcoming Brendan Case to the program today as a guest. Brendan is someone who moves very powerfully in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and he's going to be in the Spokane area leading a retreat weekend for men and women coming up in a couple of weeks. And what a great gift to be able to have him come on and talk about fresh fire, experiencing the person and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Back in a minute.
Hi, this is Dr. Tom Curran, and you know me as the host of Sound Insight. I am also letting folks know that as a realtor licensed in the state of Washington and in Idaho, I love serving Catholic families and others who are discerning a move for yourselves. It's much more than buying or selling a home. It's discerning a whole new life. If that's something that you would find a help in, if I could be of service to you, please be in touch. You can find out more at drtomcurran.com. drtomcurran.com.
Welcome back to the program. Let's begin with some prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, good and gracious God, I love you, thank you, and praise you for the gift of faith and family. Lord Jesus, I ask a special blessing upon all of those families who are coming together for family vacation, for family reunions. Lord, I ask a blessing upon my wife's family reunion that we are starting happening this weekend. Lord, I ask for blessings upon all of those who are traveling to these special events. Lord Jesus, that they would be a safe, peaceful trip, and that the coming together, Lord, would be marked by restoration, rekindling, fostering newness, Lord, and openness to each other. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of family. I pray for those, Lord, who do not have family nearby, who do not have rich, warm, faith-based relationships in their families. Lord, I ask for healing in those instances. I ask, Lord, for a horizon of hope in those situations. And Lord, I also pray for an openness to a new Pentecost, an openness to a new experience of the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Lord, we are desperate to access more of your Holy Spirit. And give us the grace, Lord, to know how to do that, to correspond to your will, purpose, and plan for our lives. And we make this prayer in Jesus' holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it is a Faith and Family Friday edition of the program. Now, Carrie is not going to be with me today. We are actually going away for a family retreat, and Carrie is functioning as let's call it the cruise director. Now, it's not a cruise, but it's a getaway. It's on an island, so kids don't get to just sort of disappear. And she has been working so diligently on all kinds of events, and the theme is Survivor. And she might have mentioned that last Friday, but next week we should hopefully have a wonderful show full of stories and about sort of the planning, the preparation, the actual execution of it all, how it went, and then stories about blessings that came from it. So that's next Friday. Today on the program, I have the wonderful gift of having Brendan Case on. He's been on before, and you'll get to hear a little bit about what happened the last time he was on. So let's dive into that interview with Brendan Case. Well, and welcome to the program, Brendan Case, who's joining me from, is down in Arizona. Is that where I get you today, Brendan?
Yeah, up in the mountains of Arizona, the White Mountains of Arizona. We're in Lakeside, Arizona, 7,500 feet, pine forest. You need to come here and spend a lot of money because we need your money.
Well, I got to tell you, if you're at that altitude, you might actually be cooler than my 95 degrees up here in Spokane. So it's really hot.
Is it? We're warm right now. I think today we're 86. So yeah, that's not as fun as it could be.
The 86 is not 110 dry heat in the famous sort of Phoenix, Arizona heat.
What are you talking
So,
about? 115. They're hitting 115. I mean, that's real heat. 110's nothing.
and you know, I guess I bet it would be like that too. Like the difference between like 80 and 95 is
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
nothing compared between 110 and 115, right?
Oh, blast furnace. One's hot, the other one's you open up the door and it's a blast furnace. And you get in the car, which bakes you, but then it cools down, thanks be to God. So
Well, let's pray for a blast furnace of the Holy Spirit, right, on our lives.
hallelujah. That
So,
sounds
well,
great, brother.
okay, so I don't know if you realize this. It's almost exactly a year to the day of the time that we did this, and we had this incredible breakthrough happen in my life because of your sharing about the weight you lost, which led to this whole
Yeah. impartation of fasting. I'm Yes,
guessing you
fasting.
remember that.
Yes, I do remember that. God bless you, Tom. That's awesome that you heard that wonderful message of the gospel.
Well, and I also have you ever heard the message of the yo-yo? So,
Yes, yeah. Well, welcome to it's called humanity, Tom. You're not unique, you know. We all are yo-yos.
so I did that. I ended up following the again that inspiration and that encouragement, and I did a 21-day water fast, and then had to leave it because of my dad's health condition, and I just was too exhausted from serving
I
him.
remember that,
And
yeah.
but it was still transformative, amazing. And since then, I've done a couple of other shorter ones, like 7 days, 5 days, 3 days.
Wow,
But
wow.
I'd say they all sound impressive until you realize the 7 day was supposed to be 21 days, the 5 days was supposed to be 21 days, the 3 days was supposed to be 21 days.
Who
And so,
cares? You die to yourself. You die to yourself. It doesn't matter if we die to ourself for 5 minutes or for 15 years. To God, it's all, wow, we're entering into the way of love. Who can't the way of love?
All right, you just
So
said a word. I was like, all right, should I talk about this with you? And you just said the way of love, the way, the Camino, have you ever heard of the Camino of Santiago?
Of course I've heard of it, but I don't want to do it. I'll do a 40-day fast, but that Camino, that's kicking your butt. But first of all, just the airplane flight over there is going to kick my butt, let alone that's amazing. Are you going to do that, Tom?
I am doing it. I'm leaving in a month. A month. Less than a month from when the day this airs. So, yeah, I'm going to be gone
Wow.
for 40 days, and I'm doing the Camino. And hope to God, in 34 days, it'll be the length of it, and then a little bit of time before and after. But it's a
Yay.
true pilgrimage of 40 days, and it feels a lot like the 21-day water fast. Like it was an impartation of grace to do it. And
Wow.
it's about God doing something big in me
Amen.
and
Amen.
having to do something different to get a different result, right? You've heard that whole,
Sure.
insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting
Yeah.
a different result. But it's like if we want a big result in the Holy Spirit, a big result in terms of the life that we believe God has for us to live, we can't just keep doing the same old thing.
Amen.
And I think you get that. I think you live that. I think that you promote that in so many
Well, it's called
of
being
the.
crucified. It's not like we're just into the necklace and we like jewelry as Catholics. It's our way of life, dying to self. That's beautiful. Sorry to interrupt.
So, no. I love this. I love this. But and there's that. But then there's also the you die to self, right? You go through the death. So the resurrection, and then there's the
Amen.
ascension, and then there's Pentecost. And
Ooh.
you're a companion of the Holy Spirit, right? And so this reality of living life in the power of the Holy Spirit, I think there could be big chunky things that block us from being available to receive the power that God has for us.
Wow.
I think of it like I think that many of us live Luke 5 existences, but never follow the path that Simon Peter walked,
that if you, Luke 5 begins where Peter is on the seashore. He worked hard all night and caught nothing, and he's exhausted and he's cleaning his nets, and there's Jesus preaching over there, right? I think that's where many of us end up living our lives of faith, is on the seashore, exhausted. We're trying hard just to see a breakthrough, right? We want a breakthrough in our family. We want a breakthrough in our marriage. We want a breakthrough in our kids. We want a breakthrough in our finances. We want a breakthrough in our spiritual life. We want to grow in holiness. We want to see a breakthrough in the church. And we've been working hard all night, doing all the right things, right? Peter was, he was fishing at the right time, in the right place, in the right way. He was experienced. He had it. He had his team. He had it all, and he caught nothing. And I think that that's a, that could be a very common experience. Working hard all night and catching nothing. And then Jesus takes him in two steps, right? The first step is, let me in your boat. Like, let me in your boat. I'm just going to sit in your boat, and I'm going to be with you in your boat. I'm just going to just be there, and I'm going to speak from your life. I'm going to speak from your work, right? So from the boat, he said, I'm just going to speak from your boat, from your life, and it's going to be a blessing to many. And I think many Catholics get to that level, right? To that space where they're like, I let the Lord in, the Lord's here, and you know, I'm a little bit off of shore. But then you get to the next thing where Jesus says, go out into the deep. Let's go out into the deep. And I want to lower your nets for a catch, right? And that's where the overwhelming thing happens. And I think it's that going out into the deep part that many Catholics are like, I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that means. Is there a deep? I've never seen people who've been out into the deep. I've never seen such a stupendous catch that I fall on my face before the Lord and I abandon my nets and I just want to follow him. And for me, that going out into the deep is the Camino. And the Lord is saying, go out into the deep. For a catch, you know, you want a bigger catch, you got to go out into the deep. And so I feel like that was the water fast. I feel like that's the Camino, is my response to the Lord who's saying, go out into the deep and lower your nets for a catch. So that's a long explanation, but I don't know what's striking you as you hear that, Brendan.
Well, you brought up the Holy Spirit, and that is the name. We're a lay missionary community called Companions of the Holy Spirit. And the beautiful thing about the Holy Spirit is we realize this need in our life. We realize that Jesus is over there. I can't get there. And then we look around, and you're right, brother. I think it's fair to say we look around and we, well, what do you mean, put out into the deep? I don't see people doing that. And is that going too far? You know, is that like being a fanatic? And, but this is the cool thing about being Catholic, I think, is about putting out into the deep. We get this wonderful witness of the lives of the saints. And we see this radical love, this radical surrender to allowing the Holy Spirit, to being a companion of the Holy Spirit, where the, you know, like Our Lady, be it done to me, where we're companions, where we're saying, yes, let it be done to me, because I don't see it around me. Let's just be honest about it. But why are we waiting? This is, Tom, this is what I'm thinking. We're always waiting for the story of somebody else rather than to inspire us. And we look around and we say, I don't see that, so I, but I read about it. But is that really the norm? Yes, it is the normal way. It is the normal way to radically to go beyond what it's not just radically put out into that deep of giving myself to Jesus Christ. Beyond just putting myself full into it. No, that's part of it. But what the amazing thing is now we've got the Holy Spirit that says, no, I want you to so give yourself to me that we're going to go into a depth that you've never known. You don't know how to navigate. And you're just going to have to trust me to put out the nets. And you're like, yeah, but I know about fishing. I've learned about the spiritual life. And he's like, I know you read a lot of great things and you've been a lot of great places, but I'm telling you, put out, we're going into a deeper place. And you don't know about fishing in this place. So I think that's a wonderful invitation that the Holy Spirit gives us to, can you trust me in this?
Yeah, trust and obey, right? So trust the Lord and then obey him when it doesn't make sense. Because for Peter, it wouldn't have made any sense, or Simon at that point, right? Wouldn't have made any sense to go out into the deep. The fish aren't there. Go out now at a time of day that it doesn't work, right? The fish are not eating. And then to lower the nets, the nets wouldn't catch fish like that. And so, okay, you want me to go to the wrong place at the wrong time of day, and you want me to drop the nets and use them in a way that they weren't made to be used. And somehow something good is going to come from this?
Oh, and by the way, you're a carpenter and I'm a fisherman. So, yeah,
Neither
carpenters, they
business.
study all
That's
about this.
right.
So I'm going to trust you, buddy. But what does it, depart from me, Lord. I am a sinful man. What does it, I don't know what I'm talking about this whole time. I'm going to stop here and brag about my son. He is on a retreat right now, Presentation Ministries, 40-day retreat back in Ohio. Father Al Laurel, you probably heard of One Bread, One Body, that little magazine. And my son is feeling called to the priesthood. His name's Noah Benjamin, so I pray that you pray for Noah. He's a great lover of philosophy since he was 12 years old. He was reading Homer and the Iliad. He's just a weird kid. You know what? We're at a used bookstore. He doesn't want comics. He wants Homer and the Iliad at 12. What the heck's the matter with this kid? Somebody's got to set him straight. So he's putting out into that deep, and he's realizing, and he's grown up, Tom, in my house where he's seen the kingdom of God moving, 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 and hearing about the saints, being immersed in the spiritual life, even, right? But he's realizing there's a place here, and there's always going to be a place that we've never been, and it's deep. And as much as we think we're the professionals, I don't know anything about it. I just know him. And I want to surrender to the Holy Spirit because I know he'll make me like Jesus with Our Lady. Jesus is the goal, not me. All Christ, all in all, to be formed into Christ for the Father to receive the glory. So we need more of the Holy Spirit.
I
It's
love that.
wonderful. Did you watch the Eucharistic? Were you blessed to watch the Eucharistic Congress? What's that called? That
Yeah,
big thing
the
you do.
National Eucharistic Congress. I did
Did you
not
see
get a
it?
chance. I didn't see it, but I just interviewed a Poor Clare nun who was there. And so she gave me like a lot of just really wonderful stories and accounts of things that happened. But go ahead. So I didn't get to see it, but I got to hear a report.
Well, first of all, I want to honor my brothers and sisters. I want to honor who's the Bishop of Crookston? I actually go to Crookston a lot and preach in his diocese,
Yeah,
and I can't
Bishop
remember his name.
Cousins.
So, Bishop Cousins. I knew it started with C. Sorry, Bishop Cousins. But he did such a good, they're doing such an amazing job. I wish the church would jump on board, and pay attention. In our parish level of this, but I want to say this. I mean, we're so blessed to have these new preachers of the gospel, ordained and lay. Just the Holy Spirit is moving in the church. How did that Eucharistic Congress end? By a prayer for a new Pentecost. Tom, I'm not going to let that easily slide. We need a new Pentecost in the church in. Because this isn't about we need better programs. This isn't about we need better, if you want to be Mormon is, I mean, God bless the Mormons, but they look at things of we got to market this better. It sounds, this isn't about, this has nothing to do with all, I mean, I'm not saying we don't employ things that gifts that we've been given, but there's really here, God, you've got to do something. And that's what the apostles were like, God, you got to do something. We're supposed to reach the world. Jesus says, go to all the nations. You've got to be kidding, Jesus. Okay, we spent 3 years with you. Thanks a lot. I mean, it was great, but there's no way, Jesus. Again, we're professional fishermen. We're professional. I can't do this, God. And Jesus says, I know. I'm going to pray to the Father, and he's going to give you another advocate, Paraclete, someone who comes alongside and helps you. And we, Tom, I'm sorry to beat the horse dead, but I need this. I need that God, this is so wonderful, this is so amazing, this revival that God wants to do. But we can't do it. And we need, just need to admit it, God, we can't do it. And we need you to do it. And the apostles were just praying and waiting. And I'm not saying we do, we just need to really pray, wait, fast, and believe that God is going to move beyond what we can do.
Hey man, that's Brendan Case. Brendan is actually going to be here in Spokane again. What a blessing to have Brendan back to lead a weekend retreat for men and women. It's coming up in a couple of weeks on August the 16th to the 18th. It's a Friday to Sunday. It's at the Immaculate Heart Retreat Center. I'll give out this information again over the course of the interview. It's ihrc.net, ihrc.net, which is Immaculate Heart Retreat Center. .net, and you can click on events and you'll find the weekend retreat for men and women led by Brendan Case. Brendan, I from what I heard at the last retreat, from what I've experienced in your own ministry in my life and in my family's life, I have seen how God moves through available instruments like yourself who are saying, Lord, we have an inkling of just how much you long to move with power in this world to bless your children, to heal your children, to make them whole, and then to fill them with power to release them into the world to be salt, light, and leaven to so many that are stuck in darkness. And I praise God for your ministry and your own availability to do that. In fact, there's a way in which I can only even contemplate doing this Camino because of how the Lord used you. I don't know if you know that. I'm not talking about the fasting. I'm talking about a prayer meeting that we had at my house back in 2016. We were moving, and before we had moved from the house, before it had closed, we had a prayer meeting there because you were in town and you were actually doing a family retreat. And so we had some friends come over, and at one point you had exercised the gifts of sort of words of knowledge, and you said, there's somebody here who has a foot or ankle problem, and the Lord's healing you. And I'm looking around, and I was kind of facilitating the event. I was the host and all of this. So I'm like, oh, great. Who's the Lord healing now? I'm like, wait a minute. I've got a terrible ankle problem. It has plagued me since my youth. And my ankle would just dislocate. It would just like pop out, just walking down the road. And it would happen, I don't know, very routinely. At least once a month. And this isn't like, oh, I stepped on in a hole or anything like that. It was just a terrible problem that I had. And I said, well, it's me, I think. And then you prayed over my ankle. And that was, again, that was 8 years ago. And to go from that experience where I would for
Excuse me.
35 years deal with this flop of an ankle with no support that would just pop out to not having any instances of that for 6 years, other
That's
than
amazing.
I had, well, yeah, it happened. It's only happened twice. And once was I stepped backwards on someone's foot and it rolled. And so that was a pure accident. And only on one other time did it ever pop out. And that was in 8 years. And you can't imagine how my life has changed just because I can now walk without thinking about my ankle just popping out, me literally falling to the ground. So
Hallelujah.
how can I possibly walk 500 miles in 34 days if my ankle would just roll like that? And the answer is I couldn't. And so there's a way in which the Lord connected. I had no idea in my future I would do this, but
Yay,
connected
Jesus.
you to be a conduit, a blessing in my life so that this is even possible. So how cool is that?
Blessed be God. Well, hey, and the real conduit was this: Jesus Christ crucified, his ankle was pierced that your ankle might be healed. This is like been
Amen.
going on a long time, brother. You've been set up for the Camino and getting healed. Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago said, I'll take care of that so we can get him on the way.
Okay, so what you just said, Brendan, I love that type of insight. And that's something that people like what you folks, what you just heard Brendan say, you don't get it
Like, I want you to stop and ponder it. Let it sink in and soak in more. What Brendan just said was that there's a circumstance in my life that literally was a significant pain point in my life for decades, that the Lord was not caught off guard when it originally happened. He wasn't powerless over the course of the decades that I lived with it. He foresaw it. He underwent it. He has accompanied me through it. And then at the appointed time, he brought about a healing to also set me free from it. And folks, I want you to know that that's how intimate and personal Jesus is. But
Amen.
It's also something that he wants you to experience. Your popped out ankles, brothers and sisters, maybe you don't have a popped out ankle. Maybe you have a popped out credit card. Maybe you have a popped out career. Maybe you have a popped out, struggle with a teenager. Who knows whatever that thing is in your life. The Lord is not caught off guard. He's not powerless. Yes. He's already undergone it. He sees you in the midst of it. And now he wants to come and move through it.
Yes.
And that's your ministry in a nutshell, Brendan, is you travel the country just with that expectant faith that said, Jesus is not caught off guard by anybody's situations here. He's actually undergone all of the suffering. And now he's going to bring some resurrection and Pentecost power so that you can be a radiant light.
Hey, this is Dr. Tom Curran, the host of Sound Insight, but also a realtor serving wonderful folks like you in the state of Washington and in Idaho. I've had the privilege and pleasure of helping dozens of families in the last 2.5 years discern and find a strategy, a path, and a plan to help their families find a whole new life in Eastern Washington and Northern Idaho. If I could be of service to you in that, I would love to. Please reach out. DrTomCurran.com, DrTomCurran.com. Okay, back to Sound Insight.
You know, Tom, if I may, brother, and I'm not aware of the time, you got to be aware of that. And this is your interview, and so you got to tell me the boundaries. But Tom, I'm telling you right now, as you're saying that, I believe that there's somebody, we're pre-recording this here, but there's somebody that's going to listen to this. I believe it's a woman. And I want you to learn, hey, listen, as I'm doing this, notice the words that I'm using so you can learn how to move in the giftings of the Holy Spirit. I'm not sitting here going, there's somebody for sure that's a woman and she has this. No, let's be humble about it. We don't need to be perfect and on about every little detail. We don't need to be fantastic. Oh, wow, that was amazing. That's got to be God. No, God is so simple. But this is what I sense. There's going to be somebody, Tom, that's going to listen to this. And I believe it's a woman. Notice the words I'm using. I believe, right? There's humility there. Okay. To God be the glory. And this woman on side here, for some reason, I believe it's inside her throat. I don't know
on
anything
left
about
side.
This.
So for those listening on the radio, it's the left side of the throat.
It's the left side, and there's a lesion in there that is not healing. And in Jesus' name, right now, in Jesus' name, through the prayers of the Theotokos and the angels and saints, Jesus and all of heaven, to bring glory to the Father God, we speak to that condition in the next. Sister, we love you. God bless you for what you've suffered. I pray that you'll offer up that suffering, even not just ouch, that hurts, but offer up, I'm afraid. I'm afraid, God. What's happening, God? That's a suffering. Don't waste that. Your Father loves your whole life, and he cares that you're going through this mental suffering, and say to him, Father, I don't want it to be wasted. Here, take my mental anguish about this, but here you go. We always will offer up the suffering as we await the healing. So we speak to that condition in the name of Jesus, that whatever's going on there, that is not how God the Father created your body. And in Jesus' name, everything out of order, come into order. Whatever's standing in the way, I don't care what it is, and I don't need to know about all this stuff. All I know is this. Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. Why? To bring glory to his Father. So in Jesus' name, for our Father's glory, we want him glorified like crazy. He's worthy of it. Sister, you're going to swallow, and it's going to feel different. And you need to go to the doctor and have an examine. And you need to go to the holy sacrifice in the Mass to offer thanksgiving. Have a Mass of thanksgiving in faith be said. And we're believing for your complete healing. And you should let Tom know about it to bring glory to the Father in Jesus' name. Okay.
Amen. I love that because, Brendan, what you did was, again, you're connecting what happened in the past to something that's in the present. And even our prayer right now is a present that when people hear it, it'll be a little bit in the past. But it's the Lord who's above and he's Lord over all time. And
Oh, man.
he ministers, right? He ministers through time in these different moments. And I love that. I love that mystery of how the Lord weaves us all together. And brings together things that we wouldn't have even imagined, right? Like you and I, when we came into this interview, we weren't thinking about, gosh, you know what? Let's make sure we pray for women who have lesions on their neck or people who have health conditions, right? That's not doing it, but it's this idea of being open to be led by the Holy Spirit. Now you're talking about moving in what are called the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So for some folks who are not as comfortable or as aware of what just happened there? Would you just take a few minutes and describe it? Let me just say this before I give you that chance. Is again, Brendan is going to be here in Spokane. Brendan Case is going to be at the Immaculate Heart Retreat Center August the 16th to the 18th and leading a weekend retreat for men and women. It begins on Friday in the early evening, goes until Sunday in the early afternoon. And it's a beautiful opportunity to get away, and we'll learn more about that. But just before we even learn more about that, again, ihrc.net to register, Immaculate Heart Retreat Center.
Thank
Talk a
you.
bit about the gifts of the Holy Spirit and how they're meant to operate in our lives.
Okay. First, let me say this because you said something that I think is really important that we're just honest and upfront about. Somebody could be listening to this and go, wait a second, I'm Catholic. This stuff is weird. Well, let's call it for what it is. It is weird. We believe in a man who resurrected from the dead. If you don't think that's weird, the basis of Christianity, we've become too comfortable with it. And I'm not saying that the whole goal of the spiritual life is for you to be uncomfortable all the time. I'm not saying that. But I think, as my spiritual father said to me, before we talk about anything about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I think it's important to lay this basis here. It says in the Book of Wisdom, which is, one of those Catholic books, it says it's an awful thing to fall into the hands of God. An awful thing to fall. It can be scary, disheveling. It's interesting to me that, as Catholics, we love that story in Luke chapter 1, 26 and following about the angel of God, Gabriel, coming to Our Lady. And what does he have to say to her? First thing is, fear not. Well, do you think it was comfortable for Our Lady? When we step into these things of God, we just need to be honest about it. We got to get over this comfortable thing. We will never grow in this spiritual life under comfortable Christianity. Now, that's not, I'm not saying everything goes. So what do we do about this? I'm saying the gifts of the Holy Spirit are, you just need to know this. They're going to be a challenge. They're going to be uncomfortable. Why? Because the Christian life is about dying to the self so that Christ might rise in us and do his stuff. And that's going to be uncomfortable. Now, how do we know then when it's just we're following some guy that's asking us to do something? We go, I don't like to do this because this has to do with the retreat, honestly, too. Is I'm just going to say this about the retreat. I'm asking the people to come to have this attitude, and I'm saying it to myself. Well, let me say this. Do you think I move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit all the time by the grace of God and to his glory? Do you think I'm ever uncomfortable? Yeah. Do you ever think I think, you know what, this isn't going to work and you're going to look like a fraud? Well, that's a good place to be because you know what that reveals? I'm thinking about myself. Ah, pride. Ah, humility. So the gifts of the Holy Spirit are a great place to push us into that place of humility, of dying to the self. And how do we know if we should go to these uncomfortable places? Well, it's just as simple. I'm Catholic. Does this church say this is an authentic spirituality? Yes. This is part of the, this is the early church. This is like When we think about, we think about the charismatic prayer meeting on Tuesday night or whatever, that was like everyday Catholicism. That wasn't those people who meet on Tuesday night and we don't know what to do with them, but we're grateful. No, this is Peter and James and this is the church. They just moved in this crazy outpouring of the Holy Spirit that put them in uncomfortable places. And by the way, one of those people, the great mother of God, Mary Most Holy. She also was surrendered to the Holy Spirit. And that's why she does what she does now. Why? Because she's Mary? No, because she is the spouse of the Spirit. She is totally imbued by the Holy Spirit. He who is mighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name, she said. And so we want to be filled constantly more, St. Louis de Montfort, more of the Holy Spirit, a new Pentecost. Pour out more, less of me. I want to be crucified to the world, less of me. That I want to rise in Christ. Okay, so these gifts of the Holy Spirit, there's nine gifts. I got to shut up here because you got other questions. But Tom, you go, people go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and this is St. Paul. He says, I don't want you to be ignorant about these gifts. We're ignorant. So we got to get to know them. And we're not talking about faith, hope, and love, fear of the Lord, piety, counsel, wisdom, fortitude, knowledge, and understanding. Yes, gifts of the Holy Spirit. No, we're talking about like those things like the gift of tongues and prophecy and healing and those like weird, really weird things. Tongues. To this day, I sit there and God uses me mightily in the gift of tongues. And I'm still going to tell you, there's times that my fellow missionary and I, Nick Villalobos, we'll get done moving in the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues, moving in the speaking in tongues, and we'll be laughing at the end, going, that is the weirdest thing I've ever seen, God. And God moves with power. And we're just going, that was weird. But a dead man came back to life.
Well, and Brendan, what I love about what you're sharing is this capacity to be willing to be led to what you called uncomfortable, into places that are foreign, into places that are going to potentially leave us almost, let's call it a little bit embarrassed, but it makes us get over ourselves. It makes us realize that my own sense of self-protection and keeping my own sense of my mask on about the kind of person that I am, that those are things that are not just going to, if you will, protect me from social situations that are awkward. They might also, frankly, protect me from being useful to the Holy Spirit in more mighty ways. And
Yeah.
it's that, I think it was this wonderful holy priest who, great evangelist, Father Mark Montminy from up in Manchester, New Hampshire. And he was saying that it's when you're willing to look foolish for God that you're ready to evangelize. When
Holy
you're
God.
willing, you know. So, what are your
Yeah.
thoughts on that? Yeah.
Well, yeah, thank goodness I'll just say it like this. Okay, Tom, I'm just going to come back over and over and over as a broken record. I am so grateful to be Catholic. One of the coolest things about Catholic, being Catholic is we've got a family that's 2,000 years old. And I'm so proud of my older brothers and sisters. I'm so proud of Jesus. My gosh, he's my brother. And look what he did, my brother. Wow, Jesus, I just want to cheer you on. And my brothers and sisters, I'm so glad. I don't you think there were apostles that just sat there and said, God, like gee willikers, Jesus, I really don't like public speaking. And I just heard, by the way, oh my gosh, did you guys just hear what happened to Barnabas? I don't know if I want to open my mouth. Thank God that those brothers of ours, our sisters in the faith, these holy heroes of God, these saints of God, they didn't sit there and go, I got to choose the comfortable path. No, this is about crucifixion. Somebody's going to die in the midst of this. And it's going to be me because I love you, whoever you are in the world. I will lay down my life to go to the uncomfortable place so that you can have what I have. You can have more of it. That's what evangelization is. It's when you get that desire in your heart that, oh my gosh, I am so amazingly blessed. Tom, you got to tell me when to shut up. But I'm going to tell you right now, if we're not evangelizing, here's the problem. This is going to, I'm one of those hyperbole, you know, if your eye causes you sin, pluck it out. I always go to the extreme. I'm trying to make a point that so no, I'm sorry if I go to push it really far, but here's the situation. If you're not telling others about Jesus Christ, if you're not willing to pray over the sick and see him heal, if you're not willing to go to the uncomfortable place for the sake of other souls and go, and here's the deal. You'll also go to that place and you'll screw up many times. You will fall flat on your face when you move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And you'll go, oh my gosh, I'm never going to do that again. Oh, really? Oh, that's a disciple of Jesus. No, here's the deal. If we're not evangelizing, not just through words, but through signs and wonders, notice that Jesus did both. Proclamation, demonstration. Apostles did both. Proclamation, demonstration. Saints did both. Proclamation of the kingdom, demonstration of the kingdom. If we're not doing that, it's just as simple. We don't realize how blessed we are. I'll be that bombastic. If it doesn't just pour out of you beyond the comfortableness, I don't like this line. Do with this as you will. Oh, I'll probably have people not come on the retreat, but I'll tell you the truth. I hate this line, the Holy Spirit's a gentleman. Oh, really? Oh, no. He will take you to places that are very, very. Now, when you start off in the spiritual life, he'll probably be a little bit more. But Tom, we need a crucified church, not a comfortable church. And Tom, I want to be that first. I'm not looking for somebody else to do it. And I'm glad my brothers and sisters, I never said this, if they would have shut up, we'd be in big trouble. We wouldn't know it. If they would have said, God, I'm just uncomfortable with this, we'd have some big problems. So there's souls that are having big problems simply because of this. Because I'm not willing to go to the uncomfortable place in Jesus is sending me.
Amen. Well, Brendan, what you're sharing is so important about the idea that we, our first point of accountability and responsibility is our relationship with the Lord and how we're responding to a call that is universal, right? It's a universal call to holiness. It's a universal call to
Amen.
be drawn into the passion at the point that the Lord has for our lives so we can accomplish the mission that
Yes.
is specifically ours. And yet the big title of you're called to die to yourself, be crucified with Christ, it brings itself down to just to the details. And so folks who are hearing you speak with such conviction and such a sense of a plea to enter in, it can be something as simple, folks, of you begin where you are with what the Lord is asking you to do. It
Amen.
might be
Amen.
die to yourself and get up a little bit earlier and pray. You know, die to yourself and maybe change your diet a little bit and don't eat the foods that are so pleasing or don't eat so much of it. Die to yourself and get off your device, your smartphone. Die to
Do you know, can I
this.
jump
Yeah, please.
in? The children of Fatima. I'm thirsty. Okay. I mean, you're not a horse that there's water and you run to the hole. You're a human being. I'm thirsty. You turn it into an act of love. Oh, I'll wait. Sacrificial love. I'll wait 5 minutes. That's no small thing in the kingdom of God.
Yeah, the
You
widow's
don't have
mite,
to.
right? You can do little things with great love, and
Amen.
you might be having a bigger impact for God's kingdom where you're at, brothers and sisters, making a small act, relatively speaking, comparatively, it might be a small act, but spiritually for you, it might be, in fact, an enormous thing, a lever that moves people forward in their spiritual journey because you said yes to that small death.
Amen. Amen. And it doesn't, Tom, it doesn't even need to feel like death to us. It's none of our business. Our business is to say, here's my life, it's yours. Every single bit of that. I give it to you, Lord. And by the way, if I may, the retreat, what is the retreat about? It's about a way to die to ourselves. And here's the way. I'm Catholic, and the church teaches us, you know, the liturgy of the church is the school of prayer. And when I talk about the liturgy of the church, I'm talking not just about the mass, but the liturgy of the hours. This is how we form souls as Catholics. We don't need some discipleship program in the Catholic Church. How about meditating on the daily gospel? What if everybody in the church just listened to Jesus every day and said, I want to do that? We want to come up with programs. We got it. It's called the liturgy. Ah, but what does the liturgy teach us? What is the focus of the liturgy? The Eucharist. And what does Eucharist mean? Thanksgiving. So what is this retreat about? Now, yes, I want to encourage during this Eucharistic revival time. I want to encourage you, if you're not going to Mass, you better commit yourself to weekly Mass. Come on, already. Now, I love you, but come on, let's get going. Number two, can you throw in a daily Mass every now and then? Or, hey, can you just stop by and open up the door and say, hey, Jesus, how are you? Try that for 30 days. Hey, Jesus, how are you? Close the door and go home. Now, where am I going with this? This retreat is going to be about praising and thanking God. I think that is a gift that the charismatic renewal can give to the church. We need to rediscover praising and thanking God. And that does not feel right as Catholics. But when you look at it, when you look at our liturgy, it's all the mouth. When you look at praying the Psalms, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually on my lips. This is Catholic. I find it interesting. You know, I love praying the Liturgy of the Hours. And you go to a monastery, and there's the monks, and they're chanting so beautiful, shout to the Lord, you know, shout to the Lord. Well, when you boys going to do that? And the Hebrew word for shouting means to split the ear. It's so loud. I mean, I love Gregorian chant, but now I'm not saying about changing the liturgy. But what I'm saying is this. Okay, let's bring it back here because we got to end in this interview. You want a great way to die to yourself, Tom? Praising and thanking. Because the very idea of praising someone and thanking them means I have to get the eyes off of myself. You can't praise somebody, God, and thank them while you're looking at yourself. Once we see the beauty of God, it'll flow out of our lips. Through liturgy is how we do it together. But how about in our daily life? Where is your level of praising God and your gratitude to God in your devotional life? And where do we do that? Not liturgically. But when do we come together as a people just to say, God, I praise you, I thank you? And we go around the room and we just speak of the great things that God has done for us. And people go, wow, he is our God and he is risen. That's charismatic spirituality. And I think that's a great gift to the church that we all could, and that's going to be uncomfortable. We could all step into that uncomfortable place of, thank you, Jesus.
The title of your retreat is Fresh Fire, right? It's
Yes.
experiencing the person and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so,
Yep.
folks, we started the interview with the theme of it's 115 degrees. That's a furnace, right? That's a fiery furnace. And a lot of things get purified in a fiery furnace. So, Daniel,
Ooh.
you know, Daniel was what? Cast into a fire bound with cords. And he was bound with cords and that were tied by the strongest of the military. And the fire was banned that much, you know, much more intensely. And what happened when he was cast into the furnace? He was set free. He was set free of the
Amen.
bonds and he was set free to praise. And
Hallelujah.
so, no, I mean, there's the retreat. It's a Daniel 3 retreat, folks. It's going to be a Daniel 3 retreat of
That's a
experiencing
great
fresh
idea. I'm
fire.
going to steal that. Everybody's going to think I'm brilliant. It's a Daniel
Right
3
ahead.
retreat. Come and
Amen.
burn, but not get
Amen.
burned.
Yes.
But it's coming up. It's coming up in just a couple of weeks. And I know that you need some time to prepare for those things. It's August the 16th to the 18th. That's Friday night. It begins at 6 o'clock and it goes until Sunday at 1 at the Immaculate Heart Retreat Center, ihrc.net, ihrc.net, as an Immaculate Heart Retreat Center. It's a beautiful location, lovely to be able to just enjoy the grounds, and you know, a great location for Brendan to be there and to minister with teaching and sharing and time for adoration
and worship. We're going to sing songs and adoration to our Lord. Yeah, keep going. Sorry.
No, I love it. This is about you. So, folks, I really hope and pray that you'll be able to come out for the event. Brendan, we just have a couple minutes left. So what would be your final words of invitation and encouragement for folks to come out to the retreat?
My words of encouragement would be this. God is your Father and He loves you. And I'm not saying that this retreat is the be-all and the end-all. No, not at all. Not at all. But I want to encourage you to pray about it and to ask God. You know, we do all these things in life about, what do I want to do? Oh, okay, well, that's great, I guess, but you're a Christian. Go to the Father and say, Father, do you want me on this retreat? And if He calls you, He has something for you, because He loves you and He wants to give it to you. I love the scripture in Isaiah where it says, and I think it's Isaiah chapter 30, that the Lord Himself, Yahweh, longs to bless you. And so there's graces He's put there for you. So pray about it. And I want to say this, listen, you might be a person that you're hearing this and you stumbled upon this and you're like, I'm not really into church. Okay, so you're not into church. I don't care. We've had people show up that are atheists, and I've actually had people go, come on, give it a try. I want to see you give it your best shot. Well, it's not me that's on the line, buddy, so I could care less. And they come, and the Lord longs to bless them. If you don't have the money even, well, we'll figure it out. We're going to... Your Father loves you. Don't be comfortable to miss the opportunity to be loved.
Man, that's so beautiful. Brendan, thank you for that sharing. Welcome. And folks, if you haven't had a chance to experience Brendan's ministry, I do encourage you to come out, make space, make the commitment, make the sacrifice, and come out to the Immaculate Heart Retreat Center for that weekend of the 16th to the 18th. And you will be blessed among so many things. Trust that the Lord has fresh fire beyond what you can imagine to experience and encounter the power of the Holy Spirit and a release of His gifts beyond what you ever asked or imagined. That's God has so much more for us. And this is a conduit. This will be a means of pouring that more into your life. So I really hope that you'll seriously consider and prayerfully do that. And so again, go to ihrc.net, ihrc.net, and click on events, and then look for the weekend retreat for men and women coming up beginning on the 16th. Brendan, thank you. It's always a delight to be with you.
We're going to offer our retreat for your walking the Camino. We're going to join you and stand behind you and all those graces that come to us. We're going to gather those up through the Immaculate Heart of Mary and just dump them on you so you get knocked out like a sack quarterback, man.
Well, here's my hope. My hope is that I talked to some people who have been on the Camino, and they're like, Tom, you think you're going to kind of live a monk-like existence walking all these miles? And they're like, no, there's going to be all kinds of people that are going to be drawn in, and it's going to be it's going to be 40 days of ministry, not 40 days of solitude of walking with the Lord. And so I want to be spiritually attuned and available. It's like, I think I know why God's sending me there. Actually, I don't have a clue, right? God has so many plans that go beyond whatever I think I have in mind that He has for me. And I'm betting that there are going to be people that I'll meet that the Lord is ordaining, that I'm going to meet at this time, at this day, for this portion of the walk. Because that's He has a message and a blessing to deliver to that person. And He's sending me from across the world to deliver that message to them. Hallelujah. That's how much our Father loves us. And Amen. The same is true for this retreat. I mean, you're flying here, you know, 2,000 miles to spend a weekend here to bump into people that the Lord is sending to be with you at that retreat center, because he has blessings that he wants to bring into their lives, and he's going to use you in this retreat as that conduit. I mean, please, that's Jesus. The adventure. That's the great adventure of the life of faith, right?
Yes.
So what a
yes,
privilege.
Yes.
What a privilege.
Amen.
So,
amen.
All right. All right, Brendan, thank you. This is so awesome. Again, connecting with you, and I hope to see you when you're up here. So
I hope to too, Tom. I love you, brother. Blessings upon your family again. And I can't wait to see what God's going to do on this retreat. And you know what? This is the thing. I'll blame it all on Jesus. He did it. It's not my fault. You, Jesus, you glorify your Father. I'll just be an innocent bystander and say, Jesus did it.
Amen. I love that. That's Brendan Case being with me today on the program.
Yay. Thank you, Tom.